And this is something that you can do on your own, but it allows you to look at your own situation, right? And it can be a team member for yourself at some point, or something that if you're in a leadership role already, it could be somebody you've dealt with, or if you were dealing with a leader, let's assess how that leader handled the situation. Did they use the right approach of adaptive leadership? Did they assess the situation well and adapt to it well? And if not, what changes could they have made? By assessing something that's already occurred, we can often learn from that in terms of going forward, right? So again, this is something I would encourage you to do on your own, and you can make that happen. So if you look at the bottom, there's some information. It says, as it says, leadership requires learning new things that are often outside our comfort zones. Typically what happens when we look at these leadership styles, there's a certain style that's natural to us. So for some people, it's natural being the boss. Maybe that's the way that you were raised, and that's how you know leadership to be, if that's been your past experience. For other people, it might be more that other side, okay? But there's a place for all of it. There's a time when being the boss is the right thing or the effective thing, and there's a time when it's not. But leaders always do that assessment first before they actually choose which way they're gonna go. They have that ability to be flexible, okay? And notice what it says, that very first sentence at the bottom under conclusion, being a boss is easy, being a leader is hard, yet being a leader is much more rewarding. So that's why we talk about investing our time into doing, you know, these things. Now, I wanna leave you, I know we're just a minute over, I'm gonna turn it over to you, Cindy, in 1 minute. I just wanna leave you with one last little story that I told you about earlier. So one of the companies I've done leadership training for is an organization down, it's based out of Atlanta. It's called Southern Company. If anybody was raised in either Atlanta or in Georgia or Mississippi or Florida, you're familiar with a company called Southern Company because they're sort of a conglomerate that deals with the power company for those three states. I'm sorry, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And I did a training called Future Leaders down there that lasted, it was a 6-session over a 6-month period. And it was important enough that the CFO came in. And this is an organization of thousands of employees. I think it's 8,000 employees. And the CFO of the company came in and sat in on many of the trainings. And he gave a talk the very first time because it was so important to him to see how it went. And one of the things he talked about, he said, and I'll never forget this guy by the name of Chuck Darville. He said, I want to ask you all, now these are future leaders. These are people that are, like many of you, aspiring to move into leadership role from a position of individual contributorship. And he said, I want to ask you, what are you bringing to the party? And what he meant by that is, we don't want you to wait until you're in this leadership role to start to demonstrate these characteristics. You need to start practicing them right where you are. When you practice them where you are, it does two things. It shows us that you're able to do them, and it prepares you for to be able to handle them once you get moving into this position. So with that, what I would invite you to do is ask yourself, how can I take some of these qualities that I need to work on and start to practice them right in the position that I'm in, even if I'm not yet in that leadership role? How can I do that now so I can start to strengthen my leadership muscles and become effective at doing what I'm gonna do?